Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Woo! I love them. I'm surprised she's here. I mean, she's look at this Energizer bunny going and going and going. She's been teaching all day, so that's I'm very impressed.
Classes have been starting at 7. Yeah, it's but going well. Going well.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
And our question master, Miss Tiffany.
Hello.
Yay. And
I
she's
thought
been
she would
going
give
and
us a
going
little
and
more
going.
than that.
And
I'm playing dog wrangler, so no.
okay.
We like that.
Our
Well, that's
team of many talents.
many, many talents.
Yes. So, how's it going? What do you know, Tracy? Well, we now know apparently Artemis 2 is going to splash down. What I didn't get is what time.
9 p.m. Pacific time. So
Oh,
that's
so
11
late
for
here.
you.
That's 11. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yes. See, I
Okay.
did listen.
I didn't hear that. Okay. I was probably talking over him. I was probably reacting to, I didn't know it had even gone. I mean, I was really showing my ignorance. I'm not up on the space program.
Yeah, I'm not either, or anything news related for that matter.
It's probably the news part. That's I just don't watch the news, so I don't know what's going on that part.
Yeah, that could be what it is.
Yeah.
So.
I'm anyway, so there we go. I but very cool. That'll be exciting to see what happened.
Yeah. When we wake up tomorrow, we'll know because I'm probably going to be a bet already. I'll be
Yeah.
like,
Well, Tracy got all the notes on the conspiracies, so
that's right. Yeah. I was like, wait. So what about this base that's on the dark side of the moon that doesn't want us there and doesn't want people to know about it, even though supposedly we know about it? And
See those,
apparently that's
yeah.
not a real thing.
I heard things like that too. It's like when they did go on the dark side of the moon, they saw things that were very, very interesting. And you see, that's all conspiracy stuff. And so it's like, what do you, who, what's real, what's not, you know? So
So what
just
I'm doing over here is I forgot to get on our chat. And
okay, well,
oh,
while
I
you're
can
doing
see the
that, come on in,
flashing.
everybody. Tell us where you're from. Shine up your part of the grid. Very, very important. And then Tiffany's going to read off where you're from so I can blow my mind. But also we can see where everybody's at and where you're from and where you're shining your light. And so everyone else can see that you, each of you're not alone. We're all in this together. We're all in this mission Earth together.
Yes, that's a good thing. Mission Earth
Yeah,
together.
mission Earth.
So let's see. Any energy updates? No, I did not have any energy or time to put
Well, what
in.
does the energy feel like right now? How let's update it that way. Does I think it
Well, from
feels
what I can
fine.
tell from what people just like people's reactions and what's going on around them is like there's kind of like this launch forward. Things are happening. But you know, last month was Mercury in retrograde, so
Yeah.
this month we're all just going forward in a different way and making things are starting to, you know, puzzle pieces falling into place. Things are happening, things are moving. People feeling more positive about life and all the different things around that. So I would say that there must be something going on where maybe what felt like a stop sign has now been removed. Green light, let's go.
Real.
So.
And we just got a report updating the report that the splashdown is actually in 2 minutes.
Oh, we gotta go, you guys.
But please stay tuned to
Yeah, don't go there. Don't go looking at that. No. You can get the rerun, then you
well, for
get the
all
whole
your late
thing all
breaking news,
at
come here. We
once.
will let you know.
Yeah, breaking news. I like it. All right, you guys, if you want to ask us questions, and we really want you to ask us questions because we like to be challenged. So if you'd like to ask us questions, please do.
Challenged.
Challenge. Definitely challenged. Julia loves it. She loves it. Anyways, find your most challenging question. But Tiffany in capital letters with emojis, maybe Princess Tiffany, Goddess Tiffany, Butterfly Tiffany, all the fun things. and your question. And that way she'll know that that's what you're doing is asking a question, not just being in the chat being all cute. So, yes, be
Because she
cute in the
does do
chat,
that.
but when you have questions, put Tiffany's name by him.
Yeah, and I'm getting something in really strong, so we'll
See,
see if we can either
she likes
see
the challenge.
if anybody, if that's what they're going to come in with, if this is the theme that's going to be tonight or what.
We get a
It was
theme.
there and now it's kind of eluding me. Probably if I
Quick,
would
say
just
it. Spit it
go
out.
back in. I know if I would go back into that space, maybe it'll come right back. Maybe it's just preparing me for a question.
You guys feel like that was a tease? I've kind of did. You tell us
Will
what
see,
it
but
is.
it was strong, and it was like, okay, I was going to, and I was like, okay, when Tracy stops talking, I will say it, and then it was gone.
Oh, blame me. Wow. Okay.
Hint.
Just kidding. Quit talking.
Oh no, it's no. But
They're
that's how
going
it
to put
does
a
sometimes. It's
censor
like,
stamp over my face. Censored.
we just, it'll be interesting. If it's appropriate, and it'll come back. It was strong, whatever it was. So, I got a thing this morning. I don't know what this is coming out of somewhere. That was interesting. There was a question on one of the shows about, it was kind of, this is what the other thing was about, is about creating our own reality. It seems like
Oh,
everything,
yes.
every it's like, to me, I think that's the answer to everything, is you're the one that's creating it. So, it, whatever you ask, that's going to be the answer, is you're the creator of your reality. And I can't remember how the question was, but it was, about, when we want to really cry victim or really cry woe is me when bad things happen, and they do. I mean, that's life. We all have things that happen, and it's not a competition of my thing was worse than your thing. I mean, we all have bad things that happen. It's a matter of perspective on each of us. It's like, what's your bad thing may not feel as bad as my bad thing, but that's where, again, it's like the perspective of each person. Your bad thing, I'm sure, is as devastating to you as my bad thing was to me. That's way how, all that goes. So let's just drop that part. It's not a competition. So we all have things happen. It's about experiences, and it's about what we do with them, how we react to them. Now, what came up, like I said, I don't remember, it was one of those, I want to really play my pity party thing, and I had bad things happen, and so down XYZ, and it was like, we all have these things happen. And then it just came in so strong, was, my father, he was almost killed in a car accident that he had, and that event, it was devastating. I mean, it completely changed the trajectory of his and our lives. But that change in trajectory is what created all of that, is what he would have been doing and then had done there. And then that change, all of that led to here and what we're doing now, and everything mom did, all of the QHHT, all the hypnosis, all the publishing the books, all of that came from him shifting gears. If he would not have had that accident, he would have stayed in the military. We would have stayed there. He might have even, because he was going to re-up and enlist for some more years, and he probably would have kept on doing it because he loved it, absolutely loved it. So it would have stayed on that road. It and we wouldn't have gone this route where we ended up here in Arkansas, and where mom needed to, she went down her road. It would not have happened.
Right.
See why these things, they at the time, they're like, oh my gosh, how, why, all these things. But it was absolutely crucial to the evolution of our family and this story, I guess we could say.
Which has touched
So many
so
lives.
many lives, like countless amount
Yeah.
of lives, you know, through either being practitioners or sessions and healings. I mean, if you could tally up all the healings that have happened through this method of hypnosis, it would be astronomical. And like you said, yeah, it took a tragedy in your family's life to get your mom on that route. and
And my father on the route. I mean,
and he was on it,
it was
yeah.
both of them. I mean, he's the one that created the publishing company. The publishing company is from doing that. Then mom got the message. I mean, she was doing her sessions, but then she got the message to start teaching it. So it was all of these things where it was a domino effect to each one of them. I mean, so many times it could have gone another way, but my father was a pivotal point in there.
Yeah.
So it's like, just know that it's for a reason. We are here for a reason, and the things that happen to us are for reasons.
Yeah.
It's
I
not
love that
the
you're
end.
bringing your dad up because a lot of people don't
They don't
probably
know.
don't have a clue how much he was the driving force behind
Yes.
everything that actually happened.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Do you want to tell a little bit about that?
More than what I just said. What else has there been
Didn't he
to tell?
start the hypnosis himself? He was the one that
Yeah,
started.
he was the original hypnotist. He was learning, and we were stationed in, because he was a career Navy, and we were stationed in the Philippines. And when he was there, they had Philippines apparently is a really cool assignment, in that there are a lot of other things to do when you're not working. And so in his downtime, he was he, people were there was a hypnotist there, and somebody teaching people hypnotism, and my father was interested, and he took to it very quickly and easily, and they said he was very, very good at it. And so he was learning that. And then when they came back stateside, he was working with his coworkers, just do little things. And as they were being called back, like they're being called to go to Vietnam and stuff, well, they're understandably so, they're very anxious. And so he was just helping them just to, anxiety, to deal with their anxiety or stop smoking, things like that, just that was what he had learned. And so then he great success. I mean, really, really great success with what he was doing and helping these men. And the doctor on the base had a patient, it was one of the Navy wives, that she had this chronic situation of obesity from nervous eating, and it was affecting her kidneys. And so the doctor had asked, if she could get this, just maybe if he could help her relax, then maybe that would help her to not eat so much and would release the weight on the kidneys, things like that. It was just like, maybe we can start it here and it would do this. Well, so they were doing that. That's how they started, and very effective. She was a really good subject. She went down very easily. And after many sessions, they accomplished what they wanted to. She was losing the weight and doing really well. Then I guess, I think it was kind of a fun exploration. It's like, what else can we do? And she just spontaneously dropped into another life. I mean, just out of nowhere. And this is back in the 60s when, I mean, there was some knowledge of reincarnation, very little. I mean, in the West over here, we didn't have, I think there was one book written on it, and it was very, very basic. That in the East, they understood it more. That's been their religion or their belief for a long, long time. But over here, this was not known at all. And so she just dropped into this other life, and they're like, and mom was helping him. She would help him on with these sessions. She would usually be holding the microphone because they recorded everything. As you do, you record sessions. So she would, they recorded them, but the tape recorder of the time was a reel to reel. Okay, so imagine that. It was a pretty hefty thing, so that's where she was learning how this worked, how to do it. And so he was the one hypnotizing, he was the one asking the questions, he was the one guiding, he was doing all the work, and so that's how mom was learning, was firsthand by being his assistant.
Very cool.
Yeah. And
And
then
I don't know how many people understood how involved your dad was. Yeah.
And that whole story is written in the book Five Lives Remembered, because that was that person when she dropped back automatically, spontaneously into another life. They ended up going through, they had to deal with their own things. It's like, what is happening here? We don't know.
Yeah.
And it's like, instead of being afraid, both my parents are just very curious. And it's like, well, let's just see where this goes.
If
And
only we
they
could have
ended
had
up,
a camera on them at that
oh,
time,
I
you know,
know.
like
Wouldn't that have been amazing?
the faces they had to have been making, like what's happening?
Exactly. They ended up taking her back. She went through five lives back to when she was created. So she was with Source. I mean, all that. See, now, yeah, we get that kind of stuff all the time now. But back then, that was like, what? Yeah, and they were just doing all kinds of experimentation with hypnosis, and I think that is what laid the groundwork for mom to not be afraid. And so she was willing whenever she then, embarked after the accident came after all of that. And so when she was when we moved up here, he was forced to retire out of the military. We moved here, and then it was quite a while because she, we were playing farm kids, for a long time and living off the land and doing all these things. And then we're, my siblings and I were all, we're graduating and we're getting out, we're leaving school and some of us got married, so we're all doing our own lives. Well, see, that leaves them, empty nest kind of thing. And mom's like, well, now what do I do? Because her thing was raising the kids. And it's like, what? And then she's like, I really enjoyed that time travel stuff we were doing back there. But his technique was that old one. It was the watch the shiny object, and it would take a long time to get someone under. And she's like, I'd really like to do that, but that just, I want to see if there's something new. See, by this time, enough time's gone by, and now there's, hypnosis is better understood. There was even understanding of around reincarnation. So she's like, I'd like to go visit that again. And that's when she was, because like the studying that she did, she found out, like she was experimenting. She had no restrictions on her of, because I think because of the way she saw him do it, it's like they were just doing it out of curiosity. And it's
Yeah.
like, what can we discover here? It's uncharted territory. So that's how she approached it. What's the best way to do it? Where are we going? What are we doing? And she just cultivated and created her own technique.
Yep.
Like, yeah, what this works, this doesn't work. Oh, this works really well. Let's see what happens here, And it's because I really feel like it's because of that, the way they started.
Yeah.
And there we go. That was the birth of QHHT.
And one of the conversations that I've had this week in class was how timeless this is. It's like as we as humanity keep evolving, and we've experienced with this people dropping off and no longer going to past lives, but maybe going into current and future and alternate lives. But that's what's so beautiful about this technique is, however much we're evolving in it, the technique still works. It's
Yeah, it doesn't have to
wonderful.
be changed. It's perfect.
Yeah.
It evolves right with it. Oh boy, they're telling me to say it. There are some people out there that think they have to change the technique to make it work with how we're. Oh, that doesn't work anymore. That's old. No, it's
No.
constantly
It's
moving.
if you
It,
really
it's.
understand it and you
Yeah.
really do
Yeah.
it the way it was intended, you will not have that
Exactly. And that's
conversation
what it
again.
comes down to. You don't understand what you have if you think you have to change it. And what they're wanting, it's not me, it's them. They're wanting to be that bold. So,
Well, it's not you, it's me. It's them,
yeah.
it's me. It's probably all the practitioners that do understand what they have. It's timeless. And as we evolve,
Exactly.
the same technique will continue to work. And we are getting the if there's even a veil at all anymore, it is thin, but this technique will still work with the clients wherever that's at for them. And the answers are there. And as practitioners, I hope that we all understand that we have a beautiful gift that we get to share with the world and with our clients, and that, yeah, don't change it.
Don't change it. When you mess with it, it doesn't work anymore. I saw something, I read something, or I heard something. I'm trying to remember what it was it said, and I was like, that's exactly it. It was essentially, mom used to say, if you start diluting it with other things, you change it. It's not QHHT anymore. It's like, it's just soup, it's not anything. And this this whatever I saw, it was about something else, but it was essentially the same thing. It's no longer this. You have changed it, So don't expect QHHT if you've monkeyed with it. If you've done anything, if you changed it in any way, it's no longer QHHT.
I like to go into a session like I've never been to Earth before. That's my approach. Like, tell me more about that. What does that mean? I don't
Very, very
ever I've
curious.
learned over the years, you don't assume you know. Do not ever assume you know or think you know what something they said, what that means.
Exactly.
Don't assume you know what that means. Ask them, like as if you had never heard that word before. What does that mean? How does that work? What happens once they master that? Just act like you have no clue, and that's gonna be a lot more fun for you as a practitioner too, to kind of go into it with that childlike wonderment that you're learning something for the first time. And yeah, just don't assume you know what they're saying, because if you ask the right question, beautiful things can happen. But if you ask that leading
And
question,
this is great advice for even you as a client. I mean, just stay in that wonder thing and what is happening, just stay curious. You know, what is this? Rather than like your conscious mind's going to try and come in and go, you know what this is, da, 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 it tries to downplay it. But if you can keep that wonderment of, oh, what happens next? What's going on here? These crazy things go on. You're opening things for yourself. That's where the gifts come in.
Absolutely. I think we're probably ready to see if there's any really challenging questions out there.
And where everybody's from and
She keeps doing this, which means
Tiffany, I know they're see it's
somebody's
trying.
going to get a message.
Be my father because I've
It
been
could
talking
be, yeah,
about him.
you were bringing him in pretty
Yeah,
strong.
it's
They
now
both
that I've
can.
said that, it's coming, it's even stronger.
Yeah. All right. We've got
Daddy's here.
Johnny.
Yep.
All right, Tiffy, what do we have?
We have Canada, Seattle, Florida.
Slow motion. Hold on, let me get ready.
Missouri, Michigan,
Oh.
Florida. That was in all caps, so
Oh, okay. It was brief.
California, Canada,
Oh.
Texas, San Antonio, hello, Oregon, Connecticut, Washington. Where
Well,
else are we?
that's
Oh,
kind of near me too.
Hot Springs Village, Arkansas.
Okay, that's not far.
Portland, New York, Kansas, Germany, New
Right.
Hampshire, Australia, Virginia, Canada.
A lot of Canada in the
A lot
house.
of Canada. Hello, you guys.
Georgia, Ohio, Australia, New
Okay.
Mexico, Canada, Indonesia, England,
Cool.
Australia, Belgium, Texas, Oregon,
That's quite a little bit.
Austin's actually in Austin? Oh,
Boston.
Boston. I'm like, okay, I missed the B. I was like, Tiffany, they're right
Australia,
there with
not in
you. Where
here.
are they?
Virginia. I saw another fun one down here. Hold on. Oh, another Central Texas, Canada, Iowa, Florida, Arizona,
Cool.
Australia, Canada, Ohio, Illinois, Nashville,
Relevant.
Spain, Vietnam, Albuquerque, Illinois, Georgia.
You guys,
Canada,
amazing.
Canada,
Thank
Canada.
you.
I want to say when I glanced over, I saw Sarah from Canada. She was on our trip in Egypt. So,
Oh,
hi, Sarah.
cool. Very cool. Yay.
And everyone else from Egypt that's listening, hello to all of you. Very cool. Very cool. A lot of Canada today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on in Canada? They're watching us.
They're
That's
watching
what's going
us. Yeah.
on.
We're live.
Woohoo.
They all slowed down for a minute and they're going to watch, because next comes the challenging questions.
Okay.
If you guys want to ask a question, if you just got on here, put Tiffany in capital letters, Princess Tiffany, Butterfly Tiffany, Tiffany in the Sky, any of those things to get her attention, because she's the one that's going to read the questions. Okay.
Because she is the question master.
She is the question master. We should get her a t-shirt.
Yeah, we should.
That
That
nobody
answers.
will ever see,
And she'll have
but
to
they
wear the Santa
will.
Fe.
Yes, in Santa Fe, we will be doing an episode of the Metaphysical Hour. And we haven't gotten confirmation yet, but our plan is to have Tiffany there ask the
What do you
question.
mean we haven't had confirmation yet?
Well, I
What am I
mean, she
going to do to
hasn't.
make that happen?
Well, we just got to get her to make it. Well, it's probably in the works. We just got to see.
It will happen.
She's not committing. You see that?
Yeah, she muted herself because she's probably over there going, oh, Lord.
Yes. Anyway, any questions yet, Tiffany?
Yep.
Cool. Okay.
Yep. That's all.
Beautiful Tiffany,
Ooh.
I have a question. The other day I was woken up by loud birds chirping, and they sounded like people talking, almost like a radio's voices. I found it interesting that my cat, who usually meows when she hears birds, didn't seem to notice them. I looked up that some abductees have experienced this. Could this be it?
That's exactly where I went. I was going to say you got abducted by the avians and you were, yeah, that could have totally been it.
Well, and I'm also thinking, the spirit side, sometimes when we're hearing like that veil, like you said, and we're in that state, we might be hearing communication there as well, just other beings. It's just beings around, but it's not, we're not quite tuned in enough to be able to understand what they're saying. And so it might come through like birds chirping. I think that could be for either one of them. It's just beings, period.
Well, and they whoever they are say that we'll see what we're ready to see, hear what we're ready to hear kind of thing. So if like when I take people on like a Daniel journey and we go to meet their guides, some of them will see their guides kind of in shadowy, thank you camera for doing that, shadowy forms with hoods or something. And they then when we talk more, then all of a sudden they'll come into clarity and it'll start popping in as different figures, different beings, stuff like that. They just weren't ready to understand that they had this collective.
It's like you're not tuned in yet. It's like, and it's blurry. It seemed to be like with hearing. You're just not quite there. It's not a clear connection yet.
Yeah. All right.
One time, I was like in the midst of waking up, and the animals were like stirring because they were waking up. And I swear they spoke to me like, "Hey, I want to eat." Like, I swear I heard a voice tell me, and then I woke up and I was like, "Oh yeah, let's go eat." I was like,
Oh.
"Did you come in my dreams and wake me up
Yeah.
so you could get food?"
Probably. I mean, see, that's in that space, we are on the same wavelength. That's what I'm saying. It's like all these different things, and we can understand the different things. It's like it's on here that we're like, okay, they make different sounds, and we can understand that. We have to try and interpret it, but I'm that connection. We're connecting to them, and you're picking up with them telepathically, probably. And yeah, I mean, that's how they communicate. We all communicate that way. It's just we think we have to use this thing. So,
Thing.
I believe it.
Which one did that, Tiffany? Was it?
Piper,
Oh,
the
yeah.
food fiend.
I'm hungry. I want to eat.
Need to wake up now.
She was really drilling that in
That's
the
hilarious. Now you guys are all going to have experiences like that because you're going to remember your animals doing that.
Be open to that. Be open to them. It's not just this way. We are multidimensional, and it's so many possibility ways. So
Yeah.
possibility, possible ways.
Anything of possibilities. Right.
Very cool.
She's
Well,
unmuted, which makes me think there's another question or
yes, and this
comment.
was a great segue.
Okay.
Tiffany, my kitty has had an upset tummy. Roommate has been feeling out of sorts and stressed. How do I keep my balance and positive energy when my close loved ones are struggling around me?
Your kitty has the upset tummy because of the roommate. It's trying, that's what she is reflecting. He, she, I'm not sure. But anyway, the animals reflect what's going on in the home. And so if the roommate, so it's really the roommate that's out of alignment. It's not the, and not everybody around you. The kitty is just reflecting what's going on with the roommate. So it's a matter of that one. So maybe just talking. There's something out of alignment. Anytime we are, any part of our body is ha going through issues, it's trying to tell us something. And if we just say it's out of alignment, or just it has a message, there's something like that. It's trying to talk. And so it's just a matter of understanding what it is. So it's just asking, what is your body trying to tell you? So she needs to get to the bottom of her stuff. The cat will automatically stop reflecting once this is dealt with.
I don't know what's going on with the roommate, but if you guys have a conversation, if there's something stressful going on, a really great question to ask is what would you rather have happening? Get them refocused on something else and get their mind off of the stressful thing. And that might help both of them. Yeah. So,
Absolutely. I like that question. What would you rather have happen?
It's powerful. Use it everywhere. What would you rather have happen? And you know, that's one of the things where we'll sit there and rattle off all the things we don't. Oh, I don't want this anymore, and my spouse that, and da da da, my work, and da da. Well, what would you rather have happen? And then that's kind of a stumper because then we got to think about it. Well, what would I rather have life look like? And so that will
I know
shift.
I don't like this.
Yeah. Yeah,
Mm-hmm.
we know what we don't like. So start thinking about what would you rather have and get your roommate thinking like that too. And maybe even start, one of the things I'll have people do is start a journal where you're writing down minimal five things that went right every day and stay away from the things that didn't go right. And even like what Julia was saying earlier, where even something that went seemingly wrong was actually the thing that motivated you in the other direction that was right. So even sometimes like, oh, well, I had a flat tire, but then that really cute guy came to help me and fix it, and I got his phone number and da da da. You know, who knows?
Who
So
knows?
maybe the thing that seemed like it went wrong was actually putting you in alignment with something that was gonna be better. So five things that went right today, and what would you rather have happen?
Love it. Action plan.
Yeah. All right, beautiful goddess of the sky. What do you got?
Along with the theme so far,
Ooh.
Tiffy Dragon.
Oh,
Okay.
nice.
Do animals also have an SC? And if so, can you call them in during a QHHT session and ask for healing for your animal?
Yes. Yes, you may. Yes to all of the above. But there again, that's, you can ask for healing, but it actually goes back to the human that they're reflecting. You know, what's going on in the household? It's a human, humans, the tension, the vibrations, whatever. But you can find that out in the session. You just got to get deep enough, just keep asking questions to get to that core answer.
The
But
animals can
yes,
be quite
absolutely.
revealing. They will tell things that, and from perspectives that maybe we don't have as people.
From their perspective,
Yeah. So that's actually a really clever way to get some answers. Yeah. I like it.
And don't be afraid to try.
All right.
Everything has consciousness. Just hold that in mind.
Yeah, you can even talk to the trees and the plants. And water in the air. Talk to anything.
Absolutely.
Don't limit it. The universe. All right. We'll stop talking, Tiffany. Sorry. What's our next question?
Thank you. What about having a dream within a dream? Had that the other night, dreaming I was outside, but I was inside in bed and talking to a neighbor about dreaming.
Isn't that wild? I had something like that recently, and it's like you wake up in the dream to wake up to, I mean, it's like, and that's when you realize I'm in a dream. It's like somewhere in there, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't remember how it was this time on me, but it was like very definitely it's a dream within a dream, or you're awake within a, it's trippy. It
Yeah,
is trippy.
you're still in the dream state, but you feel like you woke up from a dream. And that dream state's a little more lucid, right? Yeah. What's that show, that movie that came out on that where he'd spin the top and come on, Tiffany, you know you
Inception.
thank
Inception.
you.
I was trying to say Interception, and that's not it. It's Inception. Yeah, it's that long movie.
Oh. Yeah, but that was wild because we've all had that dream within a dream, and then that goes into that, and they'd spin the top, and if the top fell over, you were awake, and if it didn't, you were still in the dream.
It's like, am I, where am I? Which one am I in?
Lifetimes within lifetimes.
Absolutely. And it's nothing wrong. It's please don't go there with it. It's just as that's that veil thinning. This is where we're becoming more aware of the other dimensions. And that's what's happening. Because when we go to sleep, we enter other dimensions. So, and that they appear as dreams, you know, but that's just, that's us doing different things, other dimensions. So now we're becoming aware of it, or consciously aware of being there. Where before it was just that was a dream. We might remember a little bit. That's just where the conscious mind pops its head in, and that's a part we remember briefly. Otherwise, we're usually not aware of it at all. But this is where now consciousness is becoming more aware of our different points, you know, where we're at these different dimensions. So, yeah, we're just, that's our multidimensionality.
Yes.
I say have fun with it. Just, it's trippy. It's like, what just
Start
happened?
it. Here, I'm going to go back to grab the journal. You just wrote the five things you liked about your day. Write down your dreams too, because the more you write the dreams down, the easier it is to remember your dreams. And you'll start to remember them. If you start writing them down, you'll remember more of them. So, yeah. All right. Beautiful butterfly
Cool.
in the sky with infinite patience.
Are you wishing that upon me?
Kind of.
I see flashes of color around me when I'm sending love and light to the entire universe. Does each color represent a someone in spirit?
It can. It's definitely energy. And you're saying you're sending energy. So I would think it's probably definitely representing that you're sending out. But it could be spirit. It could be, I mean, there's all kinds of things because the spirits, I mean, we're all energy.
Something makes me want to say, look up the 12 pillars of light. You might be working with the 12 pillars of light, especially where you are working with the universe with this energy. And so that might be because there's more and more of that showing up in the, just the channeling stuff that I get from Daniel. And if you don't know what I mean when I say that, the Arcturians. So the 12 pillars of light just came up this last week. And when you said that, it made me think of that. So there might be something there for you. Maybe dive into some of that and see if anything resonates for
That's
you.
so funny how that keeps happening. Whatever you just did with
It
Daniel in the
does.
week, we tend to deal with. We somebody brings it up in the show.
I know. You guys are definitely giving me confirmation that the stuff that comes in is legit because we will end up talking about it here. And I think tomorrow's video will hold something about the 12 pillars of light. So just saying, maybe
There you
listen
go.
to that. But yeah, there's definitely, I can tap into that a little bit. The 12, there's more of the pillars of light are being worked on. The more the, there's 12 chakra systems. So the more we work on those pillars of light, the more they're going to activate the dormant parts of the brain. And the more that those are activated, the DNA changes, our abilities with the telepathy, with being able to levitate and do things like that are going to start to surface. So this isn't like a snap over the night kind of thing, but we're seeing we're as we keep evolving. And I don't know if you guys are aware, we made a huge jump in the last year in our evolution. And so in that we are
Tell
having
us about that.
crises. We kind of leveled up to a new, I don't know if you've noticed that, but we have access to a whole lot of different information that we haven't had before. More and more things are being discovered. Has anybody noticed that there's animals that they've never seen before? All of a sudden it's like, hey, I've never seen an animal like that before. And yet there's a picture of this thing as if it's always been around. Pictures of ancient sites that ancient sites get pictures blown up everywhere. Oh, this place, that place. I gotta quit moving my arms, it keeps resetting my camera. But anyways, so what I've noticed, especially after returning from Egypt, is I keep finding all of these like things showing up surfacing for me of sites of places I've never heard of. And it's like there's like these wonderful ancient ruins there. And it's like, how have I never heard of that? And
You know,
so
and that's
this is.
reminded, just a quick jump in. I remember Nostradamus saying, and then we're going to start discovering more and more new places.
Yeah.
There's going to be things that we
And
all of a sudden see.
one of the other things that came in this week with a session was that the polar shift that we're having, when it reaches its completion, will be in alignment with where it was when the pyramids were here on Earth, when they first
When they
established
first
the
were,
pyramid.
okay, interesting.
When that happens, more of the ice will melt and we'll find the civilizations
Some
that were
more things.
here during that time frame when the pyramids were put there,
There we
and we're
go.
going to find that they were very, very, very advanced. So
Yeah,
we're
not
sitting here
surprising.
trying to figure out how were the pyramids built with the history that we have, and they
Yeah,
weren't.
and we don't have it all. We
No,
can't. Yeah.
we got to figure out what happened before that. And that's, the Egyptians came across the pyramids and they turned them into temples and tombs and whatever they did with them, but that's not why they were put here.
Right.
And they weren't the ones that built them, from
No.
what I understand.
No.
Okay, there, you guys got a really big download of all the stuff that's been
Yeah.
coming in this brain this week. So that's my condensed version
Cool.
of it. But lots and lots of information to come. And I think in the next year to 2 years, we'll have a there's going to be a lot of discoveries of some pretty fascinating civilizations, history, aha moments. There's, yeah, there, like I said, we've hit a point in our, the way that they kind of explained it to me is in our evolution, we've hit a frequency now that put us on a timeline that holds the information. So now
That,
when we find it, it's almost like it's been there the whole time, but we're just now seeing it,
yeah,
and so we're on the timeline now that holds that information. It's a good sign for all of us that that's happening.
cool,
Yeah.
love it.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be done talking now. So some of that's in tomorrow's video if anyone wants to watch that.
Very nice. Oh, is
Tiffany.
that pause for me? Thank you. Well,
Did you see our
because
gaze go up to the sky looking for you?
yes, because you brought up Egypt, Egyptian princess Tiffany,
Oh, beautiful.
Miss Titrashiri. I don't know. I'll look it up. Do animals consciously remember their past lives while still alive?
Ooh, I've had
Go ahead.
experience with that.
You what?
I've had some experience with that. Do they remember it? Maybe not like what we're doing,
Right.
seeing it, but I've had a lot of dogs with trauma, and the loved ones will come in, the parents of those doggies will come in, and in session we'll ask about it, and they turned out they were like a war horse that was killed in battle or something, and that's why their loud noises might traumatize them, fireworks, all the things that you're like, I don't have them around loud noises. Why is this freaking
Yeah.
them out? So a lot of them that were war horses have come back as dogs in this lifetime. And things like that. Dragons. We already know I like the dragon reincarnated ones. So I think that they have cellular memory of them, but I don't know if they have memory of them.
Right. To me, I feel like they're along the line. They don't, you know, we come in knowing we'll forget. We forget. You know, we are this life, and that's our big thing, is that we're remembering even that there's more, and then we're starting to be able to remember how to access others. I feel like animals come in, for some reason it's putting them on the same plane as, not to say it's anything similar, but you know, ETs know about all their lives. They're fully aware, and that's the feeling I have with animals. It's they know their place within this whole construct, and they're probably aware because they see everything. They see the energy. They see these things, the energetic makeups and stuff. So I feel like it's more like that. They are aware, and that's where some
Think
past things
about when
come in
somebody
handy.
comes up that you find out was in a past life with you, and the animal does not like them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
Yeah.
know right away, I don't like you. So yeah, I think there's something to that for sure.
Yeah. Me too. That's just a, yeah.
Nice. Should we just look up and see if she?
Sorry, I'm busy. I'm busy up here.
We're trying to
Please stop paying attention
telepathically.
to us. Please hold. Okay. I assume this was a question. Can you comment on kaleidoscopic sacred geometric visions and associated full body pulsation sensations during meditation? I
Oh.
understand they are Arcturian light codes.
Oh, okay. I
Man,
think
I
you just
almost did
answered
your
your own question.
translation. I love the way you wrote that because it was challenging. I'm like following it, going, okay. Interesting. Arcturian light codes. Well, it does definitely, it sounds like codes. And colors and sounds, all the frequencies, even the sound of our own voice will carry codes. Your team will work through your voice and carry the codes. So when you make eye contact with another person, it'll bring those codes back and forth between you and the other person. So I'm not going to act like I know the answer to that, but I like your answer to that. I think it is codes. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you answered your own question because you know.
Yeah. It's like when we take pictures and we get those spectrums of light coming through when the sun hits the lens a certain way. And so many people have caught images in those, like beings in them, not just sacred geometry, but
And
beings.
it's funny. It's a lot of the same people. Like Suzanne Spooner is really good at catching things in
Yeah,
her
she sent
pictures.
us some really
You're
cool
good at
ones.
catching things in your pictures.
They
Trying
show
to think,
up.
I know there's some others too, but it's like it doesn't matter. They just so it's probably something with your frequency and using that camera, because I could probably be taking a picture of the same thing and I won't get anything. I'll get what I'm looking at. And so that's yeah, and it's for you also. When you
Yeah.
capture it, it's for you.
I know when I went to Mexico and I was at I think it was Escaret, and we were in the cenote, the underground pathways and stuff, and I was like, oh, this is pretty, and I took a picture, and then I kept walking, but I was waiting for the person I went with, and so I was looking at the picture, and when I looked at it, the light coming through formed an angel. And I looked over at it and it's like it didn't form an angel. I had to be standing exactly where I was standing in order for that to look like an angel. Because I went back. I was like, okay, how did that happen? And then I realized that if I had been standing anywhere else, it would not have worked. It wouldn't have looked the same way.
Well, see, and you think about that. Why did you take it right there? So you probably got an urgent, something, an impulse
Yep.
to do it.
Take a picture of that. Yeah.
Exactly. And that was guidance. It was coming from somewhere. Is you tuning in? It's a frequency thing. So all those work together.
Yeah.
So
But
listen
they
to your
do like to
impulse.
show up in our pictures. And you said I get pictures like that, and I do because I invite it. I
There
ask
you
them to
go.
show up in my pictures. And we were
I just need
playing
to
around.
invite. I guess I haven't invited anybody.
We'll start inviting them. Say,
I
hey, show up in
will.
my pictures. One of the things that I didn't know is that you can take a picture, you can invite them to show up in your picture, and then you take the picture and then don't look at it for an hour or two and then go back and look at it. It gives that they can actually restructure that picture to put their images in it.
Cool.
So I don't know, maybe it's true.
It's because we don't take enough pictures, Mom. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
You're probably correct.
I'm surprised I haven't taken a picture of us on the show yet. Maybe I should
Yeah,
do
what's
that.
that about?
I don't know. We'll get this. There we go. Okay. I have that now. All right. We have just a couple of minutes. Do we want to take one more?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Wonderful. Oh, maybe we should let Tiffany know.
Oh, Tiffany, do you have any more questions? I'm over here talking to myself. I thought I was on
Oh.
unmuted. She's like, yes, I have more questions, but
Yeah,
nobody's listening
we
to
were going to
me.
start talking for you. Sure, I do.
Tiffany Radiant Question Master.
Oh, no wonder you just wanted to say it a few times.
I have been waking up, possibly speaking light language. Definitely some multidimensional travel. Can either of you elaborate on the energy going on right now?
Tracy can. She does this.
See, I gotta quit raising my hand there. I'm gonna reset my picture again.
Well, I can do that and I can raise mine too.
Yeah. I started recording at night because I would wake up speaking languages. And the one that blew me away the most was because I would get it. I would get recordings of me speaking light language. And sometimes I would get messages. I'd wake up and then get a download and a message. But the one that really freaked me out was the one where I recorded. And then the next day I thought, oh, I'm going to listen and see if there's anything there. And right before I start speaking light language, my dog is barking its head off and I did not wake up. And it's like, wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, as if
and then I start
something was
speaking light
there.
language and
Yeah.
then it stops and the dog quit barking when I started speaking. And then I went back to sleep apparently. And so all of that was a nice little treasure on my recorder. So maybe set the recorder going on your phone when you go to bed and just
Yeah.
see. And then if there's nothing there, you can delete it and your storage is free for the next night. So, all right. We're getting our warning. So, do we want to talk about the retreat?
Yeah, let's do that because we, for all of you that watch us, we did this today on our shows, and this goes for you too because we love you. Thank you guys for being with us every week, and when we're here. We are announcing our retreat. It has gone live on the website. And so if you go there now, you can get in there. And we've got a special discount for the first 100 people that sign up. So if you will use the code 5D Love, you will get $300 off the already early bird price.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a huge special deal. Anyway, that's at QHHTofficial.com, and there's a banner on the front page. And also, if you go to the menu, it'll be under retreats, it'll be Santa Fe, but it's going to be in Santa Fe, New Mexico, September 3rd to the 7th. And you can see what we've got lined up so far. We have lots of things going on. We're still creating in there and everything to make a fantastic event. But the biggest thing always with any of these retreats is that we all get together. Yeah, we do fun things, but I feel like the biggest thing is we're all together.
Okay,
And
that code again.
five, the number five, and then D love, all one word, and that will get you $300 off the price of the, it's already reduced to an early bird price, and you'll get $300 off of that.
That's incredible. Cool. I love that. All right.
So love to see you there. And so,
Okay, so
and
we have
anything,
a
if you want to do, you want to get a session, if you want to become a practitioner, any of those things, you go to QHHTofficial.com. Tracy has a code. I think they'll still work, right?
Oh
If you would
gosh, I
like,
don't even know. Yeah.
because we've changed that a little bit, but we can try it. Anyway, if you want to become a practitioner and help people to get these answers, like these cool, you guys have had fantastic questions. These are wonderful questions that you can ask in sessions as well and get
Yeah.
answers from your higher self.
Talk to
And
those animals.
exactly. And so if that's something that you would like to help other people get their answers to, then you can become a practitioner. So that's also there. And Tracy has a code that will get you a discount off of the price of the level one course.
The magic is real. I'll put it in as one word. The magic is real. So, yeah, that's your code. You're going to make it cheaper by using that.
So we have the courses, we have sessions, and we have now the retreat. So go to the site and see what all we got and
Oh,
join us.
and for those of you who are already practitioners, we have the companion class. Those are great to go and learn more and practice
Yeah,
and
so go
learn
on
from
there and
lovely
see where they
people.
are. We've got a lot
A
happening.
lot of them. Yeah. Check
All
those
over
out.
the world.
And
Yeah,
we would recommend
wonderful.
them. Okay.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you,
Anyway.
Tiff. Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you. Thank you, Tiffany. Bye, everybody.
Bye.